1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning to you. It is 5:15. Here's Dave Jarvis with the sports.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning. It was Fan Appreciation Night at the Rose Garden last night, but the Trailblazers failed to treat the hometown crowd to a victory. Final home contest of the season. Portland fell to the Utah Jazz 112-91. They are assured of a losing record this season. Blazer forward J.J. Hickson says Utah's big men really controlled that one.
Just kind of fell short. You know, we got out-rebounded by like 10 boards. I think it was 39-49. And, you know, they went to that big lineup, and, you know, that kind of gave us a little bit of trouble.
Wesley Matthews led Portland with 21, while Hickson, Luke Babbitt, and Nolan Smith each scored 16. The Blazers play again this Saturday when they take on the Grizzlies in Memphis, and we will have that one for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Big schedule last night in the NBA, and the winners were Chicago, Washington, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New York, Miami, Memphis, Boston, Dallas, Clippers, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Frank's favorite, the Lakers. Trailblazer guard Wesley Matthews says he plans on playing for the Blazers in the Las Vegas Summer League. That is a rare commitment for such an accomplished player. The three-year veteran and starter says he wants to work on post-ups and isolations this summer. Now, Summer League is usually for rookies and second-year players or fringe players trying to break into and stay in the NBA. Matthews, though, says he just wants to improve his game. On the ice last night, Jordan Staal netted a hat trick as the Penguins avoided elimination with a 10-3 win over the Flyers, Game 4 of their East quarterfinal series. Evgeny Malkin logged two goals and an assist in the win. Two Flyer goaltenders allowed five goals each in the lopsided loss. Two other games yesterday, Ottawa skated past the Rangers in overtime. That series now tied at two each. Vancouver beat Los Angeles. Kings up still 3-1. So Vancouver avoided elimination. By the way, did I tell you Pittsburgh is now up 3-1 on Philadelphia? And it's going to be the end of an era. Pat Summitt is retiring as women's head basketball coach at Tennessee. The 59-year-old revealed last August she was diagnosed with early onset dementia, but finished one final season on the bench. Summitt is the all-time winningest coach in NCAA basketball history with nearly 1,100 W's. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.